Frank Poe heads the Georgia World Congress Center Authority, the state organization that leases the Georgia Dome to the Falcons. He says team officials say the south side is not a viable option any longer because the two churches have refused to sell.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing that you're not seeing that come out as a ultimate solution, but, you know, it's the reality of the process.
In addition, Poe says the team has had limited access to the site to perform necessary feasibility studies.
Up until last week, they had not gained access, so they've not completed any of their analysis, but not been able to complete their environmental assessments.
Officials with Friendship Baptist Church and Mount Vernon Baptist Church have not responded to requests for comment, but according to Supporter Report, church members deny they've limited access to the site or negotiated in bad faith. Mike Koblenz, chair of the Northwest Community Alliance, is against any plans to move the new stadium to the north site. He said it would wall off an entire section of the city.
It shows to me a real obstinance on the part of Arthur Blank. This tact is very dismissive of all the neighborhoods that absolutely overwhelmingly prefer the south site.
In any case, the board of the Congress Center is moving forward with north site feasibility assessments that have to be done by October 1st in order for the site to receive final approval. Congress Center Chief Frank Poe says community opposition related to the north site doesn't come as a surprise.
I'm sure now, with the focus being shifted solely to the north, it will continue to be a concern in that the Falcons will have to take that into consideration on the feasibility assessment.
Regardless of the location, the Falcons want to start construction next summer and be done by the 2017 football season. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.